Jeffrey, let's take some time to talk about this episode with North Korea that seems to have just popped out of thin air. Again, we've been concentrating on Iran. Who knows how close they are to their situation? All of a sudden, Korea, out of the blue, seems to have come up with a nuke, maybe, and test it, maybe. How can we let this happen?
That's a good question for the Clinton administration, if you ask me. But I think we know how we let it happen. Unfortunately, our world changed when that test took place. And I don't think Washington is being honest with us in terms of whether or not the detonation was successful or not. They have the seismic material equipment in place. I'm sure that the Pentagon knows exactly what happened or what didn't happen over there. But in any case, news accounts right now coming out of South Korea have it that we've been threatened, and that threat has been posted on a number of sites on the Internet and other places, that they're threatening us with a nuclear missile attack if we don't resolve the current standoff.
And do you think
the disturbing part of this is that if North Korea, at least to me, if North Korea is now nuclear, which we believe they've been for some time.
We have to believe they are at this point.
We have to believe, but to consider the message that it's giving to these other terrorist rogue states. And basically it's saying thumb their nose at the United States because the worst you're going to face is so-called sanctions from the United Nations, and we're just not going to live up to any threats that we've made to try and keep them under our thumb.
You know, at least, I don't know, it's difficult times here, Jeffrey. I mean, you look at what's happening around the planet, we're getting too technologically advanced. I keep talking and harping back to my days in school where I wrote a paper on what happens when technology gets to the point where even little tiny countries that you never thought would have this kind of technology have it, even though it comes 60 years after we had it, or 70 or 80 years. Eventually, everybody's going to have the technology to blow up mankind. Not the moment to talk about it. I think we've been here before, maybe a million or 2 million years ago. I think mankind has faced this same dilemma and failed the test. And we've started over and over again on this planet. Be that as it may, we're up to it again. And we either need to do one of two things, either make sure this is a peaceful world for everybody and try to resolve these differences, or the countries with the weaponry, they've got to start annihilating what they think to be as the enemies. And I mean full annihilation, and I hate to say that, but there's no other choice here, is there?
The nuclear proliferation means one thing. It means that we're getting closer to the day that there will be a detonation, George.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Anybody that doesn't believe that is a fool. Now, going back to what you asked me earlier about Mir, possibly serving as somebody who's just providing the enemy's propaganda to scare us, I just don't believe that. I think that even when you factor in the North Korea situation and some other stuff that we've been picking up, you know, the weapons are out there. It's just a matter of time. And they're going to find their way into nasty hands, and these people have the intent. Take a look at Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden, he's quite advanced in terms of education. You know, he may be dwelling in a cave somewhere now, but that's not what his background
is. No, this is an educated university
man.
Guy. Absolutely.
And his fascination was with nuclear technology.
Yes.
And his intent is to nuke us. And from all accounts, you know, and it's been widely, once again, widespread, that he received permission from the imams, from the clerics, what have you,
to take out 10 million Americans.
10 million Americans. So what? How can we afford not to take that threat seriously?
And these are people who live in a cave, so they could care less how we have to live.
They don't care because, you know the whole story with the 12th imam returning and
yes.
What they have to do to cause that to happen. Listen, we're at war. We're not witnessing...
All right,
you're
so
not witnessing a clash between civilizations. But in my mind, it's between the civilized world and a standing army of bloodthirsty barbarians. And, you know, if they don't have the tools now, but I choose to believe that they do, they'll have them tomorrow because they have the money to acquire them.
What's the solution, Jeffrey? I mean, how in the heck do you solve this?
Sadly, the only solution is going to be that we have to make an example out of one of them. And we're going to have to basically stiffen our approach to them. And I'm hoping that we do go in, or the Israelis do go in, and basically take out Iran's nuclear capability.
Well, wait a minute. Why take out Iran at this point when it's North Korea that is threatening to nuke us?
Because those threats that we're receiving from North, I believe that North
you don't think
Korea,
they're real?
At this stage, you know, there's an economic reason, and, you know.
Yeah, but do they or do they not have the capability to do what they're spouting off?
I don't believe they have the delivery system. They do have the weapon. I don't believe that they've been able to match it to some type of a missile.
Well, I'm confused, though, because who cares if they don't have the missile delivery system when you believe Al-Qaeda can walk these things right into the country?
Well, we're dealing with different weaponry at this stage.
Yeah, but
when you're dealing with a suitcase nuke, you're dealing with something that may wipe out a square mile or 2 square miles. When you're dealing with one of the heavier weapons that they're dealing with,
you're talking about a city.
Yeah, but you know what? Then again, there is the threat that they could put a larger weapon in a plane, even a commercial plane, and fly it over here and just crash the plane and detonate it. I mean, there are other ways to deliver
Jeffrey,
weapons.
And you don't have to even crash the thing. You detonate it 10 or 15,000 feet up in the air. That wipes out your city. It fries your communication system. It bakes any human being underneath it.
The radiological effect, yeah.
It does not have to even be on the ground.
No, but getting back, George, to what you asked me, I think between the two situations, the Iranian situation is far more dangerous.
You really believe that?
Yes. Oh, yes. Because you've got a religious ideology behind it, and you've got people that are, at least the leadership, the mullahs, Ahmadinejad believes in the return of the 12th Imam, and he believes in an Armageddon to basically facilitate their rise to their 72 virgins. Yes, it's a different situation.
Well, do you think the Korean situation is all rhetoric? I mean, here's the threat. We're going to nuke you unless you come to the table and work out the differences that we've had over all these years. That's basically what they're saying, right?
I don't believe that the risk to us is as great from North Korea, because North Korea, the economic situation over there is such that they will do anything to bring us to the table, or he'll do whatever he can to improve the living conditions over there.